you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, April 10th, 2018. Marianne?
Hello, Mark.
How are you today?
I'm fine. Is it Easter yet, or has that passed?
I don't know. How many inches of snow are we going to get this week?
Yeah,
you know, it's,
I know.
What time of year is it? What's happening here? But we've been celebrating a lot of different events and milestones and birthdays. And I mentioned on yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, aside from the 22-year birthday party for Great News Radio, WGNN, Herb and Marge Ketchum had their 50th wedding anniversary, so that's always fun. And it's the same day, April 7th. But I also didn't get to mention, but on Sunday, a dear listener, a dear author, she had been interviewed, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. She was a part of a testimony and worship night I had out at my house. I think we had about 300, 350 people came out. She was a participant in that. I had Dr. Dave Webb. I had Karen Harrison, our office manager extraordinaire. And then sweet Dolly Redden from Danville. She came out. I think her daughter, Georgianne, who lives around the Bloomington area, picked her up and brought her out. But she turned 97 on Sunday and has just been an ongoing supporter of this radio ministry for a number of years. And we touched base. I think I called her up. She had sent in a letter, and it was just so sweet. And I think she's working on another book. But a YouTube got sent to me on, I guess, on Monday. And I had forgotten that she was going to be speaking. I think it was a Rossville church. She was going to deliver a message. I don't know if she did that on Saturday or Sunday or just at some point last week. But very perky, got up. It was about a 28-minute message, testimony.
I'm still way back at what you said first. She delivered a message at church.
Oh, yeah.
She's 97.
Yeah, and got up, just walked right up, strong, clear voice. I heard about a third of it. And then I had to get into the studio and
I want to be like her when I'm 97.
Well, I figured that's like 39 more years for me.
Yeah,
so
I got a long way to go here. Get busy.
That's right. So, Dolly, by the way, happy birthday or belated birthday. But I thought we would maybe read a letter she wrote some weeks back,
this,
and then we'll maybe dive into this month's edition of the Prime Life Times. But she's kind of one of those women that, like you're saying, we'd aspire to finish well like she is. She's still serving the Lord, still very active. She was at the Singing Men Christmas concert in Danville. That was the last time I saw her in person, and gave hugs to all the men. Said,
"My
you guys
word.
Sung so well and inspired me," and she's an inspiration to all of us. 97, still going strong, serving the Lord. And like I said, I think this book that she's working on might go more towards family, but who knows? Maybe we'll get her in to read. And
well, I remember you had her on reading.
Yeah.
And I heard that over the air, and her voice was just, it was amazing.
She was passionate. She always said, "Oh, Mark, I think I got too emotional during the program." I said, "Dolly, you were wonderful," because she was passionate about sharing from her book and the storytelling and sharing some of her testimony and some of the choices she made early on in her life and some of the consequences. And she said, "Was I too emotional? Was I this?" I said, "Dolly, you were wonderful. You were used of God." And yeah, that was, I think, the first time I had somebody, an author, read excerpts from their own book. And so that was the first.
Started a trend.
Yeah, that was, yeah, we got to get you back in doing that. So
I had a big goal in life of just being upright when I'm 97.
Yes.
Now you and I can have the goal of being on YouTube giving speeches when we're 97.
Yeah, I think for her 96th birthday, I think it was last year, she was riding on a motorcycle with somebody.
Come on.
Yes.
No,
yes, yes. She's incredible.
Pulling my leg.
No, this is true.
Okay.
So anyway, so she wrote this letter, and my goal, I think, when I received this, I had briefly mentioned it to you, I was thinking that maybe I'd re-air her program from 5 or 6 or some years ago.
Re-air? She's on YouTube. Just,
just
do it again. Get her in here.
Yeah, but I thought that would be kind of a fun one in light of this message and some of the things she shared, but maybe that'll be a future broadcast or something. We'll bring it back out. But Dolly, happy birthday.
Happy
we love
birthday.
You. And you're just a special, sweet saint that's finishing well, and we hope, many more years. I don't
you
know
bet.
How long the Lord will, whether he'll tarry or continue, but she's in great shape at 97.
That's awesome. You want me to read this?
Yes.
Okay. So it came in the mail. It says, one of my special memories of the Master's touch came about through a phone call to Great News Radio, inquiring about the price for announcing happy birthday on my daughter's 50th June 2nd birthday. It was on a Saturday morning in July that I received a phone call from Mark Burns, general manager of Great News Radio, about my call to his secretary. He was apologetic. Oh, wow. Let's stop right there.
Hey, I do say
I want that experience. No, go ahead. No.
Hey, I'm never wrong. Oh, no, I was out with Dick Skaggs and his wife, Linda. It was great for Holly to see this. Linda looks at her husband and says, now, Holly, you got to realize this. Your husband is never wrong.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, oh, yes.
We need to get that woman in here, set her straight. Okay. It says, he was apologetic, I'll read that again, for not calling sooner. We both laughed and began a wonderful conversation, deciding that maybe God was in it. He asked a few questions, and when I told him I had just written a book coming out at the end of July and that I was getting ready to leave for Missouri to speak to a Christian group and introduce it, he became interested.
And I think at this point, she was like 91 or almost 92.
Oh,
it was just like, what? You're doing what? You're how old? And so, yeah, that was part of that conversation. I was just so intrigued.
Since neither of us probably know, do you know if it's Missouri or Missouri? Okay, I'm saying Missouri. All right, I say Missouri. Okay. And he asked for a copy. I sent him a copy from Missouri, and when I got back to Illinois, I had a call from him asking that I come to his studio to be interviewed for an airing of Songs I Must Sing, which I love that title.
Yeah, that's her book. Kind of a devotional thought and storytelling, yeah.
I just love it. Everyone has a song. I just love that. My daughter, Georgianne, went with me, and at first I was a little apprehensive, but Mark's happy voice,
woohoo,
that's great, put us both at ease, even remembering Georgianne for having been the pianist at the church where the Singing Men of GNN held a concert.
Mm-hmm,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
The airing began with Mark talking some.
And imagine that. Imagine
in your
that.
Happy voice. Okay.
Talking some, not
know.
Talking a lot.
Oh, will you frame that? You frame that? Okay. Where am I? Mark talking some. I can't find my place. You put them at ease. The airing began with Mark talking some and asking me a few questions. Then something I hadn't expected. Mark told his listeners that he was going to do something he had never done before, that he wanted to ask the author of Songs I Must Sing to read her first chapter entitled Song of Confession. At first I panicked, but as soon as I began to read, I felt the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the rest of the interview went well, even though I felt I had been too emotional. That was Monday's airing, and Tuesday's interview began with Mark giving a little background of my story, then questions and my response. One of those questions was how I began to write Songs I Must Sing. I had kept a journal for many years after I met Jesus, and at 90, began to put together some of the writings, thinking they were for my family. Then one day at prayer, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart that I was to put them in a book to be published, and I can remember telling the Lord I wouldn't know how to publish a book, and forgot all about it. In a few weeks, I got a letter from my granddaughter, Meredith Morris, a captain in the Army stationed in Afghanistan, telling me she would be coming home by Christmas, and that God had been impressing upon her that she was to help me publish a book. That was in the summer, and by the time she came back to the States, I had finished writing. She edited it, found a publisher, and the first copies came out in July. 2 years passed, and I got another call from Mark, telling me he felt impressed to air my story again, and wonderful things happened afterwards, one of which I will share. A woman from Indiana was driving down the road one day when she turned on the radio, going from one station to another, turned to Great News Radio, and started to move on when, in her words, I heard this woman speaking and started to change the station, but something about her voice kept me listening. She finally pulled over on the side of the road and listened to all my testimony. was deeply touched and had a desire to meet me and tell me so. Sometime later, she was visiting a church here in Illinois and told her friend of her desire. The lady knew I had once lived in Man's Chapel Road and inquired around and found that I lived in Liberty Village. And to shorten this story, one day I had a call from the desk that I had two women visitors who wanted to meet me, and would I see them? A short visit lasted more than an hour as the lady poured out her heart to me, and God blessed us all as we praised him together. And it all began because of a God-inspired telephone call from Mark Burns, and why I am now writing Memories of the Master's Touch. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that sweet? That's a powerful story.
It makes me want to cry. You're about to.
Well, it's knowing her and meeting up with her and seeing somebody at 90 felt led to write a book. And I hope that maybe perks a lot of interest with some of our listeners, senior saints, or even the youth that are thinking, wow, that's called stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yes, it is.
And doing different things and experimenting. And in fact, was it 2 weeks ago? When we were reading the stories from the Prime Life Times. Oh, yeah, with Nancy Brain, where thinking outside the box and not getting into patterns or just living your life this way in the safe zone, experimenting or trying new things or challenging yourself. And Dolly's like the model of that.
Songs I must sing.
Songs I must sing.
Songs I must sing. That's beautiful.
Yeah. She came up with that. And, well, thank you, God, that she had other family members that believed in her. And this listener that was moved by her voice, pulled over, got another friend, met up with her. And, you know, it's that tapestry of how all these things come together and fit nicely. And Dolly supported the station. Even her daughter, Georgianne, I think around the Bloomington area, has helped and brought her over to the house. And I don't know whether we'll get her on the phone for a follow-up interview or something, or play that interview from 5 or 6 years ago. But I'm just so encouraged and inspired by somebody that's still at this later age in their life, is active and loving the Lord and still sharing. So
awesome.
Woohoo! Happy birthday, Dolly. 97.
Wow.
Well, you love the Prime Life Times because you're investing a lot of hours into it.
You can
Editor-in-chief that you are.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of new things in this edition.
Not
only do we have the Section B.
I know. I love looking at that. That's
but
fun.
New content contributor on the front page there, front row seat.
Larry
movie
Stevens.
Movie reviews.
I know.
Yeah,
how fun.
It's a fun little graphic of him that our graphics person extraordinaire, Kelly, has put together. And
she drew it.
Yeah, she hand-drew that one?
Yeah,
it's fun. And Larry Stevens played Leonard Fillmore, right?
I think so.
He was one of the voices in It's a Wonderful Life. He was a part of our Great News Radio Theater troupe, and I got to know him, and he was saying, you know, I have some writing skills and some background in working for Horizon Hobby and other things, and he has some kind of business on the side, too, where he does some writing.
Yeah, he does.
And he said, if you ever need somebody, and we kind of talked about it over a few months, and somehow he narrowed it down, maybe I could do movie reviews. And you and I talked about it, thought, well, that could add to the Prime Life Times. So he did. I've been looking for that movie, though. I want to watch it.
Jeremiah Johnson.
But we'll maybe get to that. But on the front page, if you've stopped by maybe one of those 150 locations and saw the headline, if you were like me and you just glanced at it, you might think it said winter warning.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. And I didn't know it till we had our meeting a week or so back that it's actually winter waning. There's no R in there, the cursive or the
way. It's very poetic, winter waning.
Yeah, and it has all these tulips and different flowers, and it's that. What are these colors called?
Spring.
The pastels or something.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking with the snow that we were getting, it just seemed like, another winter warning that we're going to have another inch or two of snow. And so I thought.
Spoken like someone who lives in the country has to plow out.
Yep. Anyway, so that's the opening. You have these great tulips, and there's Gladys Hunt again.
Yeah.
The Many Ways of Home Ownership. She works and volunteers and assists at Restoration Urban Ministries.
She's the lead case manager there, yeah.
But it's a great addition, and we have our Section B. So this again.
You keep saying that. You like that Section
B. I do, that we finally got it. So it's 16 pages and 8 pages, so 24 pages, and we made the decision and prayed it up last Tuesday that The May edition will go up another 4 pages.
Feel like writing an article, Mark?
So, no, I think you actually have enough content.
I think so.
It's, we just need some more ads
yes,
to pay for it all.
Yes, we do.
But so excited about that and our latest meeting and how God continues to use this. And we have cartoons in here, color cartoons. And
I'm so happy about those.
Other puzzles.
And you said you had used a cartoon to evangelize once. You were telling me that earlier.
Yeah, that's right. Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
The Bible according to Calvin and Hobbes, I think, was part of the series. But, yeah, this is just loaded. And right on the third page, mm-hmm. thank you God that Kelly was able to get that in because this was the last thing we added before he went to press. At the end of this month, on April 30th, it's a Monday night. It's the last Monday in April. In fact, it's the last day in April. Texas Roadhouse has agreed to host Great News Radio in the Prime Lifetime so that 10% of your total food purchase, so whatever your food purchase is, 10% of it will go to the station. And so it's really a kind of a simple thing. We greet you.
Do we get to eat?
Yeah, we'll probably figure out, like, at some point.
I'm sorry
to
interrupt with that important question for myself.
Yeah, I've learned that you got to eat sometimes even before these events.
Okay.
So you're not on edge. Well, you know, when I get hungry, I get on edge a little bit. It's like I'm going to probably have to figure out when to eat so that way I can greet and be happy the whole 6 hours that I'm there.
Not to always be thinking about myself, but after you had the little fundraiser flyers out here and you were talking about, you know, 4 to 10 and people can be eating and you said, all of us, we'll be going around talking to everybody. I got my car to drive home. I'm like, well, when do I eat?
Yes, we'll be fed. But 10% of your total food purchase. And what I love about this, I get to greet. We'll probably hand out. I think that day, our May edition of the Prime Life Times will arrive. And so we'll have those to give out. But we'll also be able to kind of greet you. Nobody will sit alone. I'm going to work it out with the restaurant that...
Except those that don't get to sit. But
Anyway. Hopefully there's going to be so many of you that some will have to stand for a little while. But nobody will eat alone, so we'll
That's
match
nice.
You up with another family or a group of lively people or people invite friends and neighbors. And so we'll take over, hopefully, the whole restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And so that's going to happen on Monday night, April 30th. Those of you that donate throughout this month of April will get a little flyer, but we also have it printed in the Prime Life Times on page 3, and it's a 10% fundraiser that will go to Great News Radio. And what's nice, easy setup. We don't have to set up a bunch of stuff. We don't have to clean up the restaurant. We don't have to take anything down. I get to do what I like to do. Walk around from table to table. Maybe they'll give me a big pitcher of water, and I can refill that in people's glasses. Yeah, probably.
I need my glass refilled right now.
I'm sorry, not on the job.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I did that at the Olive Garden once. They let me with an apron whole name badge and everything.
But, well, I think it's thoughtful that you thought of people that might, you know, not come with someone.
I want this to be an event that if you're single or widowed or your spouse is out of town or whatever the case, that you didn't eat alone, and that you were treated like family. So I just know so many of our listeners would say, no problem, bring them over to our table, let them sit with us, or they'll want to make friends. So it'll be a friend-making evening. And
people don't have to bring, like, a coupon or a...
Well, no, as long as they say to the waiter, waitress, the staff, that we're here for the Great News Radio fundraiser, then they'll take 10% off.
Okay.
But they have to mention that.
Okay, just mention
it. But it won't hurt if you get one of our little flyers or you have the newspaper with you, you can point out that you're here for the fundraiser.
I thought you were going to say cut out, and I'm like, you're not going to have people cut.
Yeah, let's see, what's on the back side of that?
Oh, it's your name.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, that's right, the Prime Times, it's all our names right here, so that's not too bad.
That's fine.
So, anyways, put it on your calendar, happening Monday night, April 30th, 4 to 10 p.m., and that's their hours.
Mm-hmm.
So some of you get there right at 4 o'clock, so there's not a big rush at everyone eating from 5 to 7. And then some of you that have a late lunch that day, so you'll come out at 8 or 9 at night and eat right up until the very last minute. But my goal, my desire, what would most motivate me is that there'd be a line.
There'd
be so many people that some of you would wait a little while, and actually that line would even go out the door. And hopefully by the end of April, it'll be sunny and warm, you know, no snow. And,
no winter warning.
Yeah, there'll be a little line and anytime between 4 and 10 p.m.
We need to make a shout out here for Joey, the premier what is it, edition of his column?
Debut
of his column, his new column.
Yeah, where is that, section A or B?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, did you know there's a section B?
What? Yeah. What? Who did that?
Section B. Wow, this paper just keeps growing.
It's on B5. It is B5. In section B.
It's a hit.
It is brand
you
new.
You sunk my battleship.
Huh?
B5.
B5. Oh,
have
that's
you ever played
fun.
Battleship?
Yes, I love that game. I love all games. I love games. How fun. I'm glad you said that.
Oh.
B5, his new column, Wayside Chapel.
Yeah, good little picture, a chapel, like a way off into the woods kind
of
thing.
Well, that's a southern phrase. We had a conversation about that. I think some people don't understand. Like Jason, he sat in that meeting, listened to us talk about
it. Yeah, Jason Gingold.
Yeah.
We have Jason Schiffel, Jason Gingold.
Oh, that's right, all our Jasons.
Jason Jewett, he helps deliver papers in the Muhammad Monticello area. And then Jason...
Yeah, Jason at the Olive Garden.
Yeah, Jason Hodges. So,
Hodges.
Yeah, a lot of Jasons. So.
But in the South, you know, you say by the wayside, and that nice little place over on by the wayside, you know, the Wayside Chapel. It's poetic. It's really great.
Not to be confused with the Wayward Chapel.
No, oh heavens.
That's where the... Well, we used to kid when there was a program Moody produced years ago called Stories of Great Christians.
Yeah.
And when we were starting up the station and had meetings, we said, wouldn't it be funny to have a program called... Stories of Rotten Christians. So,
that's
you know,
really
the Wayside Chapel. Yeah, I know.
I'm glad you all
laughed. It didn't make the cut.
No.
So the Wayward Chapel, that won't make
no.
it either.
The Wayside Chapel.
Okay.
It's a good article.
At least I digress. Yeah, Joey's doing
lest you digress, you already done that.
Yeah. Too late. Lady with Hattitude. Okay, so back to the front page. Oh, wow, we're almost out of time here. So
we're always almost out of time.
We're going to just have you back next week.
All
we'll
right.
read a couple of these stories. Maybe we'll get in one of the content contributors, one of the authors. A lot of good things in here. You added, I think, three or four new sections, like the Smart Collector, Finding Hidden Treasures.
That's interesting. Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, yeah, the cartoons, we didn't get to cover those in vivid color. The Incredible Egg, lots of pages, lots of stories.
Be sure and read the Eastern Cottontail, because that's a story you will have never heard of 20 female rabbits thumping their, you know, back legs because Rob had picked up one of their babies. It's fascinating.
Oh, wow. The April edition of the Prime Life Times, found in over 150 area locations, also can be read online at primelifetimes.com. PrimeLifeTimes.com. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
God bless.